That's right. We are here. Thank you so much for inviting us. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're your trusted source for everything you want to talk about when it comes to agriculture. All details of the publication are tailored to just that, the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, coming to Valentine, April 24th through the 27th. Making tracks and making friends is what it's all about. The Melodrama is back this year, starting Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and Valentine High School will host the free music and poetry sessions, as well as the Western Art and Trade Show, and featured performances for three special performances with a great lineup of entertainment. For ticket information or the complete schedule of events, go to oldwestdays.net. Kim, it's tax day. Did we get our taxes done?
We did.
You
did. All done. Check that off.
Check that off.
I hope everybody else has to, or they've got their extension files.
Yes. So good luck with that, folks.
Yeah.
Well, it's baseball season. Major League Baseball is off and running. College baseball is in full swing. Little League's going to be starting up. Legion baseball, all of that around our area. And, of course, a lot of the area has some pretty salty amateur leagues as well. So this is Brother Noah Gave Out Checks for Rain by Arthur Longbreak. My sermon today, said Reverend Jones, is baseball and whence it came. Now, if you take the good book and you take a good look, you'll find the first baseball game. It says that Eve stole first, Adam second, Solomon umpired the game, Rebecca went to the well with a pitcher, and Ruth in the field made a name. Goliath was struck out by David, a base hit was made on Abel by Cain, and the prodigal son made a great home run. Brother Noah gave checks out for rain. Jonah wailed, went down swinging. Later, he popped up again. A line drive by old Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel warm up in the pen. Delilah was pitching to Samson when he brought down the house with a clout. And the angels that day made a double play. That's when Adam and Eve were thrown out. Old St. Pete was checking errors, also had charge of the gate. Salome sacrificed Big John the Baptist, who wound up ahead on the plate. Satan was pitching that apple and looked as though he might fan them all. But then Joshua let go a mighty blow and blasted one right at the wall. And then the Lord wound up and took good aim and started the very first baseball game. And now we all know the way that the game has begun. And to this very day, it's still number one. Brother Noah Gave Out Checks for Rain by Arthur Longbreak on the good stuff today.
Very cute. A man took a vacation to Israel with his wife and mother-in-law. During their time in the Holy Land, his mother-in-law unexpectedly passed away. The following day, the husband met with the local undertaker to discuss funeral plans. In cases like these, there are a couple of options to choose from, the undertaker explained. You can ship the body home for about $5,000, or you can bury her in the Holy Land for just $150. The man took a moment to think about it and then announced his decision to ship her home. The undertaker, intrigued by his decision, said, "That's really an interesting choice. Can I ask why you would pay $5,000 to ship your mother-in-law home when you can easily bury her here for $150? The man promptly replied, "About 2,000 years ago, a man died and was buried here. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And I just can't take that chance."
It is coming up Easter weekend.
It
right?
is. That is so true. So I thought that would be fitting.
Something else that's coming up is the Spirit of the West coming alive. And where at? Miles City, Montana, the world famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Now, it says it's open up on May 15th through the 18th. But when you really look at the schedule of events, they get things started on May 3rd. With a lot of their horse racing activities, May 3rd and 4th. Mother's Day races on May 11th. The concert is May 15th, just one big night. And then they've got all of the permit challenge and wild horse races starting May 16th. Horse racing, bucking horses, street dance, and more. All of that you can find out at buckinghorsesale.com if you want information about the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale.
Hey, Mike, we better be wrapping this up. Let me finish with this. Never tell a young person that anything cannot be done. God may have been waiting for centuries for somebody ignorant enough of the impossible to do that very thing. That's from John Holmes in his book, Wisdom in Small Doses.
And that's the good stuff.